This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
We have Sunday Night Baseball coming your way live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The series conclusion and the final game before a four-day All-Star break across the minor leagues. It's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs, live from Pelican Ballpark in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman. It is fantastic to be back with you live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Today's ball game also available in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV, where you can watch tonight's game, get the Pelicans feed, and the voice of the Pelicans, Sam Weiderhaf. We're just about ready to go. Leo Stanny Molina is digging into the right side. The Pelicans lead this series 3-2. The Woodpeckers won on Tuesday and Wednesday night, but the Pelicans have won 3 in a row yesterday in convincing 7-2 fashion. Leo Stanny Molina swings the first pitch of the ball game, and he fouls it away for an 0-1 count. We are underway at 6:31 p.m. Eastern time, 4 minutes early tonight to the scheduled 6:35 start time. They are snappy here in Myrtle Beach. Partly cloudy and 82 degrees. It's a picturesque night for baseball and a sellout crowd already filling into the seats. A late start tonight because the fireworks are planning to go off, and well, they didn't want to shoot off fireworks in the daytime, so they pushed the original Sunday 5 o'clock time here in Myrtle Beach back to 6:35. Here's a slider from right-hander Tyler Schlaefer, tonight's starting pitcher for the Pelicans. He missed up high with it, and it's 2-2 on Leo Stanny Molina. The shortstop and leadoff hitter, Cody Orr on deck, and Victor Mizquiay is in the hole. Here's the 2-2, and spoiled away again. Molina keeps it where it is. Middle three features Miguel Palma, Tyler Whitaker, and Yuriz Ramirez. And then the 7-9, Jackson Hallmark, Freddy Guillamo, and Rainier Rivas. Try it again. Another 2-2 to Molina, and he swings and hits a liner foul beyond the rain tarp down the right field side, and stays even. Good battle right out of the gate tonight for Leo Stanny Molina. Some notable names absent from the lineup card today. They're big ones. Joey Loperfido, Logan Cerny, and also Justin Williams. Really the heart of the order hitters, so the Woodpeckers will have to be without them today. Molina finally goes down on strike three. He checked his swing on a down-and-away slider and went too far. And tonight's ballgame starts out with a strikeout, which was the tough part of yesterday's game for the Woodpeckers lineup card that struck out 19 times, the most in a nine-game ball game this season. And the pitch to Cody Orr is a fastball called to strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1, the pitch. Slider low and away. Cody Orr is trying to stay above 200 on the year. He's right at an even 200 with 2 home runs and 13 driven in. Does have a home run in this series that came on Wednesday night. And he cranks this pitch way out to left. That is going to hook foul, but my goodness, he hit that foul ball probably close to 450 feet. An absolute bomb that actually started in fair territory and hooked foul by the time it got to the 315-foot marker out there. 1-2 pitch, or looks at a high fastball from Schlaefer. And the count evens at 2-2. Schlaefer 4-3 with a 3.98 ERA. And he gets a fastball on the outside corner, called strike three to Cody Orr. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the day for Schlaefer. And it brings up Victor Mizquiay. 18th start of the year for Tyler Schlaefer. He's gone 73 innings this year. Every single one of his appearances has been a start. Changeup gets Mascai swinging early, and it's 0-1 to begin the Fayetteville three-hitter, Mascai the lefty. 32 earned runs given up this year. Schlaefer has allowed 10 home runs, go along with 30 walks and now 80 strikeouts with the punch-outs of Molina and Cody Orr. Here's the wind in 1-1, and Mascai pops it up. It is fouled over the third base dugout and out of play. A one ball, two strike count. Schlaefer was the starting pitcher in the series opener on Tuesday night, and he did not factor into the decision, although he gave the Pelicans a quality start. Six innings and allowing two earned runs and one solo home run. The 1-2 pitch is up and away. The home run was in the first inning that he gave up of the ball game, an opposite field solo homer to Joey Loperfido. And Mascai swings and misses at a changeup below the zone. Tyler Schlaefer strikes out the side to begin the ball game tonight. And the strikeout woes for the Woodpeckers have carried right on into this Sunday evening. We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Myrtle Beach grabbing the bats on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, the Pelicans grabbing the bats for the first time tonight. Juan Mora leading it off against Bryant Salgado. And Bryant's first pitch of the inning is a fastball called a strike on the inner half, 0-1. Kevin Mate and then James Triantos, the 2-3 tonight. Slider inside, 1-1. Kevin Alcantara, the cleanup hitter. He is batting 4. Ezekiel Pagan, the DH, is 5th. And Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder, hits 6th. The 1-1 is high. Two balls and a strike. So Wetzel 6th. Felix Stevens gets the start at first. He'll hit 7th. Ethan Hearn, the catcher, 8th. And Alejandro Rivero. And his first start of the series, bats ninth. And the 2-1 pitch is hit on a line into shallow center field. That's a leadoff base hit for Juan Mora. And slider, the bat dog. He was going to pick up the bat, changed his mind, and now he's going back to retrieve it. So Kevin Mate stepping up. The numbers on Bryant Salgado this year have him at 6-4 with a 4.00 ERA. He's pitching in his 17th game of the year and making his 10th start. He's out of the stretch now at the belt. Looks to first, and the first pitch home to Kevin Mate is a slider at the bottom of the zone called strike one. 28 earned runs allowed for Bryant Salgado. He has given up 5 home runs this year, 29 walks, and 64 strikeouts. That's the third most strikeouts on the team. And here's a high slider that's ripped down the left field line, and that'll get all the way to the base of the wall. Mascai over to grab it. He fires onto the cutoff man, Molina, and a double for Mate. He pushes Mora to third. And just like that, the Pelicans have two in scoring position on back-to-back base hits to begin the bottom of the first. Yesterday, it was a big three-run bottom of the second inning that got Myrtle Beach out in front. They carried the lead the rest of the night. All the offense was provided by Miguel Palma. Now here's James Triantos, and the first pitch is upstairs for ball one. Miguel Palma finished 3-for-4. He had a home run, solo shot, along with a couple of doubles. One of them drove in a run in the 7-2 defeat. Whole infield playing in for the Woodpeckers. Runners at second and third, nobody out. Now a fly ball hit to left. Mesky sprinting over, and he's not going to get there. It falls inside of the line. Both runners are hustling home. Throw goes to second. Not in time. Triantos dives in with a two-run double. So three batters, three hits, and two runs surrendered by Brian Salgado. This is the second time he's seen these Myrtle Beach Pelicans this week, which is always a dangerous proposition to walk into as a pitcher. Brian Salgado was as good as you could ask back on the opener Tuesday. He came out of the bullpen in the fifth inning, and he went four scoreless innings in relief, allowing just two hits. He didn't walk a batter. He struck out four, and 62% of his pitches were in the strike zone. Unfortunately, those hittable strikes is what have cost Salgado in this bottom of the first. He's been in the zone, but that last pitch was a hanging slider that James Triantos was all over. So a single and back-to-back doubles make this a 2-0 game in the bottom of the first. Still nobody out, and the league's leading RBI getter, Kevin Alcantara, with 60 RBIs this season. Stepping into the right side. Here's the first pitch to Alcantara. It's a low fastball, but called a strike. Alcantara does have a big strike zone. He stands 6'6". And here comes the 0-1. He swings and fouls it into the screen. No balls and two strikes. Brian Salgado, the 6'1" right-hander. 22-year-old, turned 22 back in March, right before the start of the season. Originally from Puerto Rico, grew up in the Houston area, though, once he got to the States. A 14th rounder by the Astros last year out of Oregon State University. 0-2 pitch is framed off the outside. It just missed. And it's 1-2. Let's go ahead and introduce you to the Woodpeckers defense tonight. Out in left field is Victor Mesky. Cody Orr patrols center, and Rainier Rivas is covering right. On the infield, Tyler Whitaker plays at third. Across the diamond at first is Miguel Palma. Fastball squeezes Alcantara up and inside, and it's 2-2. Leo Stanley Molina is over at his usual shortstop. Jackson Hallmark gets the start at second base, and Freddy Guillamo has the gear on. He's catching for Salgado. The 2-2 to Alcantara, and he swings and hits this one sharply out to short. It's bobbled by Molina, and he can't make a play. The usually sure-handed Leo Stanley Molina had that one roll right up his arm, and he never picked it cleanly. He might have been distracted a bit. James Triantos moving on first contact from second to third actually hopped over top of that ball. It almost hit him. He had to jump out of the way, and that might have distracted Molina for just a brief moment and been enough for him to bobble that baseball. An E6 puts Alcantara aboard. There's runners on the corners. And the first pitch to switch hitter Ezequiel Pagan is a fastball over the middle, 0-1. Pagan has been batting from the left side all week long as the Woodpeckers don't have any left-handed pitchers on the roster. The 0-1 pitch is popped up and out of play over the third base side. 0-2. Ezequiel Pagan yesterday, like today, was batting in the five spot. That's really been his spot in the order all week long. He did reach once on a walk, but finished 0-4, and his season average has dropped to 293. The pitch home. The 0-2. Alcantara moving down to second. Here comes the throw down. The tag is applied. Plenty of time. Perfectly placed by Guillamo. And they get Alcantara sliding in. Thought Myrtle Beach might have tried the double steal, but James Triantos down at third base opted to not run home. So Molina's got to feel good about that one after he allowed Alcantara to reach on the dropped ground ball. He's able to tag him out at second. And now a 1-2 pitch to Pagan. He swings and pops this one up. It will drift foul over to the third base seats. One and two.
But he needs 160 to my shirts.
Whole infield for Fayetteville is back in on the grass. One away. And the 1-2 pitch again is taken outside by Pagan. Two balls and two strikes. There's really not a lot of hitters with huge averages in the Carolina League this year. The 293 average for Pagan is one of the higher batting averages league-wide. 2-2 pitch. And he swings and hits a fly ball deep right center field. Rivas is chasing it back. Still going. It's over his head, and it pops off the warning track and gets over the wall. That's a ground rule double. The third double of this inning given up by Salgado. It scores Triantos from third. And the Pelicans up 3-0 in the first. Now here's Jacob Wetzel. Woodpeckers scored just two runs yesterday, so they're going to need to try and figure it out as an offense tonight, unless they want to trail for nine innings. Myrtle Beach has won each of the last few games convincingly. 7-2 yesterday, 11-4 on Friday. Now the 0-1 pitch. It is a fastball outside to Wetzel. One ball and one strike. Four base hits against Salgado in this first inning. Rarity to see him get hit around this much. 1-1 pitch is a low slider. And it's two balls and a strike. Now looking over the league averages as the fastball misses up high to Wetzel, and it's 3-1. There's only three batters in this league who are hitting north of the 300 mark. Mentioned Pagan and his 293 average. That's tied for seventh. But you have Jackson Chorio, who leads the league with a 321. As a fastball gets Wetzel swinging for strike two. Three ball, two strike, full count with Pagan hanging out down on second base following his RBI ground rule double. 3-0 Pelicans. Alejandro Osuna of Down East is second in the league at 316. And here's a roller out towards second base for Jackson Hallmark. A pickup and a throw to first. That's a routine play. And out number two. Pagan makes it down to third. And it brings up the seven batter, Felix Stevens. The Jeremy De La Rosa is the other Carolina League hitter who is north of 300. He's at 315. But after that, everybody else is sub 300 across the league. Felix Stevens ready, and he swings and misses at a slider, I believe, that time from Salgado. No activity in the bullpen in this opening inning. Salgado throwing his 27th pitch of the first. And another slider, a good one, gets Stevens reaching out in front again. And he has his timing all messed up to begin this at-bat. Stevens is hitting 221 with 9 home runs and 29 driven in. He's a big right-handed hitter. And now he's ready for the 0-2. And he checks his swing on another breaking ball. They do appeal to Juan Gomez, and he says that Stevens held up. Juan Gomez working the bases, and the home plate umpire is Chris Janke. The ump's in the black ball caps, black polos, and gray pants tonight. Off of third is Pagan, and the 1-2 pitch from Salgado is another slider. This one bounced foul along third. And it'd take a wild guess at what the scouting report is against Felix Stevens. All four pitches have been sliders, low and outside. And Stevens has been a check swing away from swinging at all four. Three runs home in this Myrtle Beach first. Here's the 1-2. And a fastball up and away. First change of speeds for Salgado in the at-bat. Two balls and two strikes. Tough to see Myrtle Beach put a three spot on the board in the bottom of the first after the Woodpeckers struck out in order to begin the ball game. 2-2 pitch with two away. And Stevens spoils one foul. A breaking ball in on his hands. It'll stay even. In the second, middle three of Palma, Whitaker, and Ramirez will get to face Tyler Schlaefer for the first time tonight. Salgado just above the belt, slides home. Breaking ball gets Stevens swinging. He foul tipped it, and Guillamo held on to it behind the plate. So a long inning comes to a close for Brian Salgado. He gets hit for three doubles, four total hits, allows three earned runs. There was one error involved, and a man left on third base. That is the story of the first inning tonight in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We play the second next with the Birds up 3-0. Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. The first pitch fastball flames over the middle of the plate to begin the top of the second inning. Next pitch to Palma misses outside, and it's one ball and one strike. 3-0 Pelicans after the opening inning. And Palma fouls one off the inside of his left foot. It is 1-2. Woodpeckers struck out in order in the top of the first inning. Now Palma, Whitaker, and Ramirez will give it a try against Tyler Schlaefer, the starter. Three doubles were hit in the bottom of the first. A two-run double by Triantos and an RBI ground rule double from Pagan, making it 3-0. Getaway slider runs outside, and the count is 2-2. Miguel Palma was the entire offense yesterday. Two doubles, a home run, a 3-for-4 night with a pair of ribbies. The 2-2 is a breaking ball that fell just off the inside of the zone. Full count on Palma. It upped his average to .228 on the year. Over 57 games, he has six big flies, 29 driven in, and 11 doubles. Payoff pitch is low and outside. That is ball four to Miguel Palma. Palmer reaches in his first plate appearance of the evening and hands it over to the young 19-year-old prospect, Tyler Whitaker. First pitch to Whitaker is a high fastball, 1-0. Woodpeckers will need some contributions out of Witt today in the middle of the order with the absence of Loperfido, Cerny, and Williams. And he spoils one foul off to the right side. It is 1-1. Whitaker batting .166, playing in his 79th game of the year. four home runs, 34 driven in. He does have nine doubles and three triples, which is second on the club. Pitch is high, 2-1. 22 walks for Whitaker, but the troubling number is the strikeouts. 124 of those over 295 plate appearances. 295 at-bats make it, not plate appearances, but at-bats. Up and in, fastball at 93, and Whitaker gets ahead 3-1. Schlaefer in danger of walking the first two hitters of this inning. And now the pitch. Fastball is hit deep out into center field, but playable for Alcantara. He's going back into his left. Now he camps his feet in the gap and makes the grab for out number one. In steps the Woodpeckers DH tonight, Yuris Ramirez. Shadows forming a backwards L pattern right now on the infield, with most of the home plate circle covered in shadows from the ballpark in the setting sun. A long shadow extending all the way to the shortstop territory, but all of third, second base, and first are in sunlight. And most of the mound, there's a little bit of a V shadow right now on the mound. The mound is lit up. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Ramirez swings and misses at an inside changeup. It is 1-1. Last night, Ramirez was in the lineup, batting a little further down in the order. He was hitting eighth and finished 0-3 with two strikeouts and reached on a walk. Outside fastball at 94 miles an hour, and it's 2-1. Ramirez waves that black-colored bat over the plate a couple of times. He's batting 183 on this season, six home runs and 19 RBIs. Yuris has not had the year at the plate that he was having last season before the hand injury cost him the rest of 2021. He was hitting in the 250s at the time of the injury. Pitch low below the zone. Good thing, though, for Yuris is that he's been healthy this year. He's been able to be with the Woodpeckers all season long and has not once this year had to have an extended time away. He's played in every single series. Short lead off of first for Palma. Here's the pitch, and Ramirez looks at one up high. That is ball four. And right now, Tyler Schlaefer has walked a pair. He had a three-ball count against Whitaker as well. And sensing a little frustration, Myrtle Beach pitching coach Clayton Mortensen is making a jog out there to the mound and wants to talk up his starter. So two on, Woodpeckers need to try and take advantage of the base runners they get, the freebies. Yesterday, as in offense, the Woodpeckers went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They just didn't have the big hits when they needed them. Outside of Miguel Palma, again, was 3-for-4, but there was also 9 runners left on base in total. You go back to Friday, the Woodpeckers were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, so that has been a troubled spot over the weekend. 1-for-the-last-18 in these situations when runners are on second or third. You have Palma at second, Ramirez at first, and Jackson Hallmark stepping into the right side. Here comes the pitch from Schlaefer, and it's a fastball strike. Like Palma, Jackson Hallmark has been a bright spot of this road trip. He's put together one of his best series of his professional career. He's a combined 6-for-14 with 2 home runs, 4 driven in, and he scored twice, also drawn a walk, the 0-1 home. And Hallmark takes a low and in changeup. He's upped his season average to 195. He'd been hanging around the 170 territory really for the last couple of months, but he's starting to feel it. 0-2 the count with two runners on and one away. Here it is. And a slider dives low and outside. 1-2 on Hallmark. I think it's safe to say, though, that even though Hallmark is putting it together at the plate right now, all these Woodpeckers and many of these athletes across the Carolina League could use the 4 days off that they're about to get during the big league All-Star break. 1-ball, 2-strike pitch to Hallmark, and he is rung up looking. A changeup at the top of the zone. In steps Freddie Guillamo, eight hitter, right-handed batter, Fayetteville catcher tonight. No Carolina League All-Star game this year. No minor league is doing a All-Star game of their own, just the big league All-Star game. Unfortunately, the All-Star games went by the wayside after the 2019 season, then the COVID cancellation year, then the restructure of the minor leagues, and player development and player health, of course, the top of the priority list. So Major League Baseball, once they took over the minors, wanted to just give everybody the rest that corresponded with the Major League All-Star game, which will be at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles this year. The Major League Draft begins tonight. First of many events. I believe there was a celebrity softball game yesterday. Home Run Derby, of course, the fan favorite. Woodpeckers will be back in action against Kannapolis on the road Friday night for a three-game road series at Atrium Health Ballpark. Now the one ball, one strike pitch to Guillamo is a changeup call to strike at the bottom of the zone, even though Hearn had it pop out of his mitt. Sometimes a batter can get the benefit of the call there, but it went the way of Schlaefer. Guillamo down 1-2. He was 0-for-4 last night with four strikeouts. And in the month of July, he's just 1-for-24 at the plate. The 1-2 pitch, and Guillamo rung up looking on a fastball down off the outside corner. So back-to-back strikeouts for the Woodpeckers after a pair of walks put Palma at second and Ramirez at first. They are left stranded, and through 1.5, the Pelicans carry a 3-0 lead.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
We play the bottom of the second inning. The Woodpeckers already trail the Pelicans 3-0 in the series conclusion. Ethan Hearn, the eight hitter and catcher, left-handed batter, takes a fastball for strike one from Brian Salgado. Hearn, Rivero, and Mora will be the three batting. Here's the pitch. And it's a pop fly, back of third. Whitaker chasing after it, gets into foul territory. On the extended warning track, he reaches up last minute and makes the catch. I don't know when he found that ball or if he just threw his glove up trying to predict where the ball was going to be and speared it. But he lost the ball cap. He was battling the sun out there near the Woodpeckers' bullpen along the shallow left field line, and he made an over-the-shoulder grab with his back turned towards the baseball. That's a great play. And one away for Alejandro Rivero. Rivero takes a slider low from Salgado. Tough opening inning for Brian. He gave up four hits, three doubles, a two-run double to James Triantos, and then an RBI ground rule double to Ezekiel Pagan. Here's a swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Alejandro Rivero has not had a lot of playing time this week. It's his first time in the lineup, in fact, for Buddy Bailey's group. Pitch down and in on a change, and it is 2-1. He's from Cuba. a 25-year-old who signed as a free agent this past season, 2021. And now in his second season with the Chicago Cubs. 3-ball, 1-strike pitch is hit on the ground out to short. Molina charges, collects, throws to first. Got him. That's the first time through the order for Brian Salgado. Much cleaner start to this second inning. He needed 29 pitches to get through that opening frame. And now he has bases empty, two gone in the top of the order. Juan Mora into the right side. First pitch to Juan. Outside fastball got away. He started the three-run rally in the first with a base hit into center field. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down and away. 2-balls, no strikes. Juan Mora with that single now has 7 hits in the series. He's 7 for 22. Having a good week. Pitch down and outside again. 3-balls, no strikes. Mora has hit a home run this week. He has hit 2 doubles. And he has also tripled. Only Myrtle Beach Pelican with a triple in this series. 3-0 offering is a fastball low and a 4-pitch walk. Extends the second inning. Mora aboard for a second time this evening. The shortstop, Kevin Mahde, will now bat. He steps into the right side, a slight bend in the knees and a slightly open stance. Fastball sent him leaning back at the waist. It was 90 miles an hour on the stadium radar gun up near the chin. That'll wake you up. Short lead off of first for Mora. Salgado working out of the stretch, throws. And a check swing, one coming back towards the booth. And it just barely missed Sam Wiederhaft, the voice of the Pelicans. Fell right below his crowd mic. Check swing, foul ball coming back our direction. Now the 1-1. It's a high fastball. 2-balls and a strike. Kevin Mahde doubled. Ripped a line drive to the base of the left field wall. It was the same situation. Mora at first, and he was able to push him down to third before coming in to score. The 2-1. Reaching out in front, missing a slider. 2-2. And Brian Salgado, who ended the first inning with a strikeout, trying to do it again here in the second inning. Pick up his second K of the ball game. Big hole on the right side. Hallmark shifted towards the middle. And the break even. Strikes him out swinging early on another breaking ball. Kevin Mahde goes down, and Brian Salgado puts up his first scoreless inning of work on the mound tonight. We'll go to the third. The Woodpeckers still looking for their first base hit. Rivas hits for the first time, then Molina and Orr at the top of the order. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FanvilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Top of the third inning starts with a fastball to Rainier Rivas. He cuts through it for an 0-1 count. Bottom hitter in the order, a swing and a miss on an inside pitch. Rivas quickly in a nothing and two hole. Tyler Schlaefer has K'd five Woodpeckers already through two hitless innings, and he misses outside off of the plate with a 93-mile-per-hour pitch. It's 1-2. Rainier Rivas is hitting sub-200, 174 with four home runs, 13 driven in. Holds off a fastball to the outside. All heat coming against Rivas. He's the final man to face Schlaefer tonight, and then Molina and Orr will come to bat at the top of the lineup card. 2-2, fastball got him chasing outside. And Rivas, a non-competitive at bat, is walking back to the dugout. Now it's Leo Stanley Molina going to try it a second time against Tyler Schlaefer. Slider outside for ball one. Molina struck out swinging to start the ball game. He's ready. And a fastball clips the outside corner. It is a 1-1 count. Molina yesterday was 0-3, did reach on a walk. Pitch down to the dirt. 2-1. And here's a high chopper, bounced out towards second base. Two hops for Mora. He gathers it in and throws to first. Two outs. And it brings up Cody Orr. A lot of other games are near their finals tonight. We're the final game to get going in the Carolina League this evening. A few of them have actually wrapped up. Delmarva and Carolina done already out in Zebulon. They played a daytime game. Orr whiffs through a fastball. It's 0-1. And Delmarva beats down Carolina 10-4. Jesus Chirinos and Hedbert Perez did hit home runs for the Mudcats, though. And a line drive hit out to short, speared by Madej with two hands at the top of his ball cap. And Orr hit that one on the screws, but right to where Madej was stationed. And it ends a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Schlaefer. Woodpeckers still without a hit, and they trail the Pelicans 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the third next on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Birds Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Birds Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. It is the bottom of the third inning, and James Triantos, the heart of the Pelicans order, 3-4-5, getting ready to face Brian Salgado for his second time. First pitch is up and in on the righty Triantos. He started the scoring in the first, a two-run double down the left field line that scored Juan Mora from third and Kevin Madej from second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's down inside. 2-0. Three runs on four base hits for Myrtle Beach. For the Woodpeckers, no runs, no hits, and one error on the defensive side. A bobbled ground ball by Molina in the first inning. Here's a chopper hit towards third, but that'll bounce foul. Beyond the skipper, Buddy Bailey, in his fifth year at the helm of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and 34th in minor league baseball. He's one of those minor league lifers, winningest active manager in minor league baseball. The 2-1 pitch home is grounded out towards third. Whitaker moving to his left. He's able to glove it. He spins, throws to first. It is pinpoint right to the chest of Miguel Palma, and he beats Triantos by a half step. Fantastic play by Tyler Whitaker guarding that third baseline. Ground ball pulled him to his glove hand side. He picked with one hand, did a 360 spin, and was still able to place the baseball right to Palma for out number one. Here's Kevin Alcantara. And the first pitch is a breaking ball, that Brian Salgado signature slider, and it missed down and outside. Now the 1-0 offering. A fastball up and in. The Pelicans have successfully worn a different jersey in all six games of this series. Today, I believe it is their Copa uniform. It says Pelicanos across the chest as Alcantara gets underneath one and sends a mile-high pop fly into shallow left field. Molina does a semicircle and finally gives way to Tyler Whitaker, who makes the catch behind the third base bag. I lost all sense of orientation as that fly ball disappeared in the blue sky overhead. Tyler Whitaker, though, never lost sight of it, and he really didn't even have to move. He kind of stayed behind that third base bag the entire time. Leo Stanley Molina was doing all sorts of dancing out in shallow left, but it wasn't his ball at the end of the day. Now here's lefty Ezekiel Pagan. Pulled a ground rule double over the right center field wall back in the first inning that made it a 3-0 score. A little bit of a shift on against Pagan as well, the 0-1 home. And he hits a pop fly lazily out into right field. Hallmark going back on it from second base. He turns to a back pedal and makes the grab. And that ends a 1-2-3 inning for Brian Salgado. He has recovered nicely second time through the Pelicans' order and has given his guys a chance to try and cut into a 3-0 deficit. We play the top of the fourth inning next when we return to Pelicans Ballpark.
Thank you.
Woodpeckers trail the Pelicans 3-0. We start the top of the fourth inning. Andrew Chapman back with you from Pelicans Ballpark in sunny and relaxing Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Fastball is up and inside. It's 0-1. Unfortunately, the first 5 days, the ball club has been out here. It's been kind of cloudy and a little rainy in the morning. It's been tough to get out there on the beach in the morning and catch some sun rays. And, of course, the last day that we leave town, it was bright and sunny when we woke up at the hotel today. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch to Maskey, and it is a slider off the outside corner. There's a new pitcher in the game for the Pelicans. Left-hander Luis Angel Rodriguez has taken over for the starter, Tyler Schlaefer. And Maskey swings and dumps a foul ball into the net. It is 2-2. So a hitless three-inning start for Tyler Schlaefer. He goes three innings, no hits, no runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. Drops his season ERA to 3.82. Maskey holds off an inside breaking ball. They appeal down to first. And he didn't go, says Juan Gomez. Maskey, first time up, struck out swinging against Schlaefer. Inside, and that pitch, did it get him? I don't know if it did, but either way, it's ball four. Home plate umpire Chris Janke didn't give the universal signal that it hit Maskey, so that'll be a six-pitch walk to begin the fourth inning. That's how Fayetteville has gotten all three of their base runners. Walks. Palma, Ramirez, and now Maskey. Here is Miguel Palma for a second time doing the cleanup hitting today. Open stance from that right side. Palma ready. And the first pitch from Rodriguez is swung on and missed. A changeup. No balls and one strike. The belt high set, long look down to first. The pickup of the right leg and a pitch is down low for ball one. Rodriguez this season for Myrtle Beach, 4-1 record and a 3.68 ERA. He's pitching out of the bullpen for the 15th time this year. Here's the 1-1, and it's a fastball, low outside corner, called strike two. 36 and two-thirds innings of work for Rodriguez. He has given up 15 earned runs, 5 home runs, 28 walks, and 51 strikeouts. He looks into his catcher, Hearn, and the target is set up a little down and in. The 1-2 pitch, slider, strikes out Palma swinging. Didn't exactly hit his target with that. They wanted it down and in on the righty. Instead, it was kind of up and outside on the corner of the zone. And Palma, with an uppercut swing, was underneath it. One away for the Woodpeckers in the fourth inning. Maskey holding at first base, and now it is Tyler Whitaker with his second plate appearance. Fly out to center field back in the second. He's 0-4-1. Swing and a miss. He's one of the few Woodpeckers that have actually put the ball in play to start the day. The fly out to center. Molina has grounded out. Cody Orr, perhaps the best swing of the day. A line drive that he hit right to the shortstop, Kevin Made, in the third. Would have been a base hit. He just found a better location. Changeup missed downstairs, and it's 1-1 on Witt. Tyler Whitaker talking to him a couple weeks ago about the All-Star break and his plans. He said his folks hadn't had the chance to come out to the East Coast yet and watch him play, so he's planning on reconnecting with them over the All-Star break. Go back to his native Las Vegas, Nevada. Slider missed high and outside. Reconnect with his brother, who's a freshman out at Bishop Gorman. Talented pitcher. It's already committed to going to LSU, if you can believe it. Step off and a throw over. Real baseball family out there, the Whitakers.
Yeah, we did.
Expect to hear Bishop Gorman a little bit in the draft tonight also over the next few days. Always a couple of prospects that seem to go pro out of that program as a fastball misses low to Tyler Whitaker, and the count is at 3-1. That's where Whitaker was at in his first at-bat, 3-1. And it was a 3-2 pitch that he hit out to center field for a flyout. Here it comes, and he swings at a fastball in the inner half. Rodriguez placed that one well. Whitaker was willing to attack it, filling up the count 3-2. Mascai is off of first. Here comes the payoff, and Whitaker strikes out swinging. A fastball to the outside got him. First pitch to Yuris Ramirez is a fastball off the high outside corner. Called a strike, though. By home plate man Chris Janke. Woodpeckers have already struck out 8 times over 3 2/3 innings. And here's the 0-1. Backdoor slider, called strike 2. Fact of the matter is, it's just too many strikeouts to be competitive against a team like Myrtle Beach. In the 5 games leading up to today, the Woodpeckers had struck out 73 times over 160 total at-bats. That's over 45% of the time in this series. And down goes Ramirez. 3 straight fastballs and good night. Ramirez strands Mascai down on first base. Woodpeckers have had 3 runners and left them all aboard. They have no runs and no hits through 4 innings tonight, and they trail 3-0 to the Pelicans. Welcome back to the broadcast booth at Pelicans Ballpark. Bottom 4, Brian Salgado back out on the mound, and the very first pitch to Jacob Wetzel is a soaring fly ball. Medium right center field, Rainier Rivas calling off Cody Orr, drifting over from center, and he makes the grab. 1 pitch, 1 out. Wetzel retired. He goes to 0-4-2. And Felix Stevens stepping in. Woodpeckers don't have anything as an offense today. No runs, no hits. They've struck out 9 times already over 4 innings. Only positive tonight is that Brian Salgado has been able to recover after a turbulent opening inning. The first pitch to Felix Stevens is a slider down and away. Salgado gave up hits to the first 3 batters he faced. He surrendered 3 doubles and 4 total base hits in the first inning and 3 runs, but the Pelicans have not scored since. Salgado has now retired 5 in a row. He has struck out a pair, walked 1. Stevens fouls the pitch back and now is in a 1-ball, 1-strike count. He's the 7 hitter. The pitch inside and called strike. Changeup on the low inside corner. Good location there. Faded it right on in to the righty. 1-2, Salgado, the wind and pitch home. Line drive hit down the right field side, slicing away from Rivas, but he's able to cut it off and make the catch as he got up along the foul line. Must have been playing a little bit more towards that foul line and right than I initially thought against a righty. And that positioning helped him cut off that baseball for the second out. He's made both plays in this fourth inning, and now it's Ethan Hearn. And here comes the delivery. It is a pitch just off the outside. We have our first pick in. Cue the draft music. Jackson Holliday going number one overall in this year's big league draft, MLB draft, to the Baltimore Orioles. Son of former big leaguer Matt Holliday. Fly ball center field, fairly deep, but in front of the warning track, Cody Orr finds his position. He puts it away, and that's a 1-2-3 inning on three flyouts from Brian Salgado. So he's moving right along. Now he's set down seven in a row to take us to the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Pelicans 3 and the Woodpeckers nothing. Top of the fifth inning is upon us. The Pelicans lead 3-0 in this series wrap. They're trying to conclude this series with the win, the series victory, and take four in a row over the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville hoping to overcome the deficit and split the series on their way out of Myrtle Beach. This is not only the end of this six-game series, but the end of the season series between these two clubs. They won't see each other the rest of 2022. Jackson Hallmark fouls one back into the net. That is, of course, unless the Woodpeckers find themselves in a South Division championship series against the first half champs, the Pelicans. Woodpeckers out to a tough start, though, in the second half of play. They're now at the bottom of the division at 6-13 in the second half and 6.5 games back of the first place ball club, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here's the 3-1 home to Hallmark, and he fouls it into the screen. Back on the mound for his second inning of relief work is the left-hander, Luis Angel Rodriguez. Three ball, two strike pitch. It is high to Hallmark. Ball four. And that is how the Woodpeckers have gotten all their base runners tonight. Just walks. That's the fourth. Hallmark reaches for the first time. It's been four separate Fayetteville hitters that have walked. Maskey, Palma, Ramirez, and Hallmark. He's the fourth runner on. The Woodpeckers have stranded each of the first three that have been aboard. And now it's Freddie Guillamo taking a high outside corner strike. That's not a strike. That's a bad call by Chris Jahnke. That was high and outside by plenty. Short lead off of first for Hallmark, but he has speed, and he's always a threat to go. 18 stolen bases on the year. A look that way from the lefty. Got to be careful. And now the pitch to Guillamo is down and inside. But it was called to strike. A late strike call there from Jenke. No balls, two strikes. Guillamo went down looking back in the second. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. No, he fakes us out of the booth. He picks up that leg and throws down to first. Hallmark dives back into the bag. Yesterday, Hallmark was able to steal a base when he reached in the third inning and in the seventh inning. He was 2-for-2 against the catcher tonight, Ethan Hearn. 0-2 pitch, and Guillamo looks at all three strikes. Sent packing, and Freddie Guillamo has struck out in each of his last six at-bats going back to yesterday. And he was caught watching. One of those was not a strike. The first strike called on him. Second one was 50-50 as well. The third one was a true strike, one you got to be competitive on when you're down 0-2. And now Rainier Rivas steps in. Rivas struck out swinging in the third inning. And here's the first pitch, a lefty-on-lefty battle, down and away. Every single batter in the Woodpeckers lineup has already struck out tonight, all nine of them. And Guillamo the first to do it multiple times. 3-0 Pelicans. And here comes the pitch from Rodriguez. And a fastball, cuts to the middle. And it's called a strike, 1-1 on Rivas. Hallmark's lead is shorter than usual with a lefty on the mound. But he's going. The pitch comes in. It's a slider. Swung on and missed, and the throw is wild. Hearn threw it off to the shortstop side of second base, and Madej had to bail off the bag to prevent it from going into center field. And Jackson Hallmark, he's been picking the right times to go this week. He hasn't been going right away. He hasn't been over-aggressive. He's been selective when he goes, and he hasn't been breaking for second base and stealing bags early in counts. He's been waiting 3-4 pitches before going, and it's worked to his benefit. Man on second, and the 1-2 pitch to Rivas. Nearly hits him, and it gets inside, runs by Hearn, and goes to the backstop. Jackson Hallmark hustles down to third base on a slider that got squirrely on Rodriguez. First time Fayetteville's gotten a man on third in this ballgame. See if Rivas can try and find a way to drive him in with one out. Sack fly would do the job. 2-2 pitch, strikes him out swinging. That'll not do the job. Leo Stanley Molina now hits for a third time, and the first pitch to him is a low changeup for ball one. Luis Angel Rodriguez has pitched in this series. It was in the opener on Tuesday. He was the guy that came in behind Schlaefer. 1-0, and Molina pops it out of play over the first base dugout. He went an inning and two-thirds, gave up just one hit and a run on a solo home run. The batter that it took him deep was Rainier Rivas, who he just struck out moments ago. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and a breaking ball lands for strike two. Middle infield back, corners playing fairly shallow against Molina. Hallmark off of third, the 1-2 coming in. And Molina strikes out on a slider down to the dirt. So the strikeouts continue. The last, count them up, six outs that have been recorded in this game on the Woodpecker side have all been with strikeouts, and they strand another man down on third base. That is 12 strikeouts through five innings tonight for the Woodpeckers offense. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Pelicans lead this ballgame 3-0. Welcome back to Myrtle Beach. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Pelicans lead this ballgame 3-0. And a fastball misses up and in to right-handed hitter Alejandro Rivero opening the fifth. Rivero, Mora, and Made facing Brian Salgado. Brian's looked good since the three-run first inning. The Pelicans have been unable to figure him out since. And he's retired 7 in a row beginning this fifth. Rivero grounded out against Salgado over to short in the second inning. He's 0-for-1 and he lines one foul over the first base netting. 1-2 count on Rivero. 25-year-old, the oldest ball player on this Myrtle Beach roster. Rivero batting .286 coming into this at-bat. No home runs, 4 RBIs. Here's the pitch and a foul ball right to the top of the netting. Now a pop fly, shallow right, Rivas sprinting forward on it, nearly stumbled, but is able to keep his footing and make the catch, pressed up against that shallow right field foul line. Last 4 outs have been with outfield flyouts. Rivas, 2 catches in the fourth, and a flyout to center field from Ethan Hearn. Now the fifth inning starts with a flyout, and Juan Mora is coming up. Here's the first one to him. It's a low slider. Brought up some dirt with it. No runs on, no base hits for the Woodpeckers. 1 error. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Pelicans. Now the 1-0 offering. And Mora takes a huge cut. Stumbled over himself as he made contact and fouled it into the screen. 1-1. Mora has reached in each of his 2 trips to the plate. A single in the first. Scored the first run of the game. And then a walk in the second inning. Here's the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. And a foul off of the gear of Guillamo. 1-2. So Jackson Holliday is the first overall draft selection of this year's MLB first-year player draft. High schooler. Playing in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And the consensus number 2, really the player that was thought to be the number 1. Most draft experts had Holliday going number 2 overall as Mora yanks a line drive down the left field line. He'll have himself another hit. It gets to the base of the wall. Mascai retrieves it, gets it back to the infield, and Mora stops at second with a stand-up double. First base hit for the Pelicans since the first inning against Salgado. but it's their fourth double of the game. They have five hits as a team, four doubles and a single. And a one-out man in scoring position for Kevin Mate. But just to circle back to that point about the MLB draft, expected to go second overall is the son of another former big leaguer, Atlanta Braves star in the 90s, Andrew Jones. His son, Drew Jones, who is a high school ball player, committed to play at Vanderbilt next year, was thought to be the guy going number one. Now with the Orioles taking Holiday and the Arizona Diamondbacks on the clock for the second overall pick, the thinking is that Drew Jones will likely be the second overall option. And refresh Twitter here and see if there's any updates on that front. Here's a fly ball struck to right field. Rivas drifting back on it. Now he's taking steps forward, and he makes the catch. He's thrown to third. Mora on the move, and he slides in ahead of the throw. Turns into a productive flyout for Kevin Mate, pushing the runner down to third base. And James Triantos will bat with two away in the home fifth. The Pelicans leading 3-0, but it does not look like the at-bat will carry on any further, or the game make it will carry on any further for Brian Salgado. Joe Thon is out of the dugout. He's taking the ball from Salgado, and that'll do it for Brian. What a nice turnaround for him today. Retired seven in a row before giving up, I mean, eight in a row before giving up the double. And he ends up going 4 2/3 today after it looked like his night was on the ropes in the first inning. Fabricio Reyna comes on out of the pen. Might be a bridge to the back half of the bullpen in this fifth inning. He inherits the man on third and two outs in the home fifth inning. The Pelicans up 3-0. We'll be back in a moment with the numbers on Reyna. Fabricio Reyna asked to get the final out of this fifth inning, coming in behind Brian Salgado and inheriting Juan Mora down at third. James Triantos, the three-hitter, is up to the plate, and his first pitch is popped up back of home. Guillamo sheds the mask, chasing it back, but this will get over the net and into the third row of seats directly behind home plate. It's 0-1 on Triantos. Fabricio Reyna stepping in with a 2-3 record, a 7.77 ERAs. Thrown in his 21st game of the season. 21 appearances at this stage in the year is already the most in a single pro season for Reyna. He's gone 22 innings of work, giving up 19 earned runs, just two home runs, 20 walks, and 30 strikeouts for Reyna. Triantos ready, the 0-1. And a fastball in the high outside corner is called strike two. By the way, Drew Jones did go to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kumar Rocker, the number three overall pick to the Texas Rangers. You might remember that name from last year. The top pitcher on Vanderbilt's team, along with Jack Leiter a season ago at Vanderbilt. Went all the way to the College World Series. Then was drafted by the Mets, but couldn't agree to terms after a physical showed some issues with his elbow. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a pop fly that will get out of play down towards the right field grill area. So Kumar Rocker, he went to the Frontier League, and he played a little bit of indie ball this year after he couldn't sign with the Rangers, still draft eligible. He went and played for the Tri-City Valley Cats, who are now an independent team, but the former rookie ball affiliate of the Houston Astros. And Kumar Rocker, who is expected to go within the top 15 picks this year, actually goes number three. So the Rangers, who drafted Jack Leiter last year, his Vanderbilt teammate, have now added Kumar Rocker into their system. And that's truly a full-circle baseball story for you right there. Pretty cool that the two aces of the Commodores are now in the same pro organization. A 1-2 pitch is flied out to short center field. Hallmark and Molina going out on it. Cody Orr coming in. Molina, the shortstop, taking control. And he hauls it in to end the inning. Fabricio Reyna does his job, keeps Mora stranded down at third base, and keeps this at a 3-0 Pelicans lead through five. The Woodpeckers don't have a run. They don't have a hit. They're looking for at least a hit in the sixth inning when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Top of the sixth inning, the Woodpeckers trail this series conclusion 3-0. Cody Orr out early on a first pitch changeup from the left-hander Luis Angel Rodriguez. He's been pitching since the fourth and has gone two innings of scoreless, hitless baseball and struck out all six outs he's recorded. And he gets Cody Orr reaching out in front again at another change. It's 0-2. This is the second time in this series that the Pelicans have carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch, nearly hit Cody. He has to spin out of the way of an inside fastball, 1-2. Now the Woodpeckers were able to win the game that they were being no hit in back on Wednesday. They did it thanks to a breakout three-run seventh inning. And they went on to win that game 3-1. Tonight, though, they trailed by three. They trailed by one in that instance when they were being no hit last time. Here's the 2-2. And Orr swings and grounds this out towards third. A few hops for Triantos. He fields behind the bag. Zips a throw across the diamond in time to get Cody Orr. Wednesday's no-hit bid carried into the seventh, and it was broken up by a Reynier Rivas solo home run. And the Woodpeckers can only hope that tonight they have a hero similar to Rivas somewhere along the lineup card that can get a one in the column. Lefty on lefty now, and Victor Mizgai takes the first pitch a little outside. Victor is 0-1 with a strikeout. And also a walk. That's how Fayetteville's base runners have been on today. Four walks given up by Pelicans pitching. Slider down and outside. Victor Mizgai still does not have a base hit since coming back from the concussion protocol. He's now hitting .221. And he nearly stumbled over, swinging at a low changeup. That's just one of those pitches right there. Change up below the zone on a 2-0 pitch. You gotta lay off it. Here's the 2-1 home. Slider outside. Three balls and a strike. Man, look, it's not fun talking about all the strikeout issues the Woodpeckers have had, but the fact of the matter is they have been so significant over tonight, yesterday, and Friday that it is really the top story right now is the Woodpeckers' inability to put the ball in play. I mentioned the percentage during this series, striking out about 45% of the time while on this road trip. And that's about 12% higher than their season rate. They're striking out 33% of the time across the entire 2022 year. But things have really escalated this week against a Pelicans pitching staff that is amongst one of the best in the league, the numbers tell you. So it's been a tough combination. And then tonight you don't have your main hitters in Loperfido, Cerny, and Williams. So the task gets even taller. Miguel Palma looks at a first pitch changeup. It's 1-0. Mascai walked. And here comes the pitch. A letter high fastball runs to two balls and no strikes. Mascai's on for a second time tonight, by the way. That's his second walk. He stays 0-for-1. Palma. See if he's patient here. The 2-0. He swings away and pops this up. It drifts behind home plate. Topsy-turvy. Hearn pressed up against the fencing, and that comes down into the seats, about six rows up. And a fan wasn't able to make a barehanded grab. It'll be 2-1 on Palma. The Astros don't pick until the bottom few picks of the first round. They have a second-round pick, of course, first and second for the first time this year after not having one the last two seasons due to the whole cheating scandal. But they're back in the top 30 this year. So in maybe about half an hour or so, hour from now, as a pitch is fouled off of Palma, the inside of his left knee. They got him in the knee, and he's now fallen over and struggling to get up. He finally gets to his feet, is limping around, and Eric Braun, the team athletic trainer, going out there to check up on him. But the Astros have a first-round pick this year, a second-round pick, and they also have a compensatory pick, the type of pick that they got Alex Santos with that is generally in between the first and second rounds. They get that pick for Carlos Correa being offered an extension, but turning down the extension and going to Minnesota to play with the Twins. So the Astros, that is, are going to have three picks this year inside the top 60. And there's a lot to look forward to on that front when it comes to the new prospects that will likely play in Fayetteville at some point this year or early next year. Depending upon whether they're college ball players, they'll likely come to Fayetteville. They're high school ball players, an 18- or 19-year-old that the Astros draft. Kind of like Whitaker last year, there's a chance they stay at the Florida complex before coming up to the Woodpeckers. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Palma. He's okay after hitting that foul ball off of his knee, but he swings and misses in an up-and-away fastball and strikes out. Mascai holding it first, and now Tyler Whitaker coming in for a second time. That would make it a third time tonight. He has flied out and struck out 0-for-2. And the trend over the first five picks in this MLB draft have been high schoolers outside of Kumar Rocker, who, as we mentioned, has that Vanderbilt experience. But the 1 and 2 overall picks, sons of former big leaguers, high school seniors. Here's the pitch to Whitaker, and he fouls it off of Hearn. He got him flush somewhere in the left shoulder area. And now the catcher is banged up after Palma fouled one off in a moment ago. Everybody's getting hurt right now. The fourth overall pick went to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And they selected second baseman Termar Johnson, the number 4 overall prospect in the top 250 draft prospect list out of a Mays High School in Georgia. So a high schooler goes to the Pirates. A high schooler has also gone to the Nationals with the number 5 overall pick out of IMG Academy in Florida, Elijah Green, an outfield prospect. He was the number 3 on the big board. But the Marlins bucked the trend, and they went with a college ball player, LSU third baseman and outfielder, Jacob Berry. He goes number six to the Miami Marlins. One ball, one strike pitch is a backdoor breaking ball to Tyler Whitaker. A note on Kumar Rocker again. This is a thought. Good chance that we do not see Kumar Rocker in the Carolina League at any point this year or ever in his career. Since he has that college experience, the independent league experience, as Whitaker chases a changeup outside 2-2. They took Jack Leiter and skipped single A and high A altogether and put him right to double A. My guess is Kumar Rocker would be up with the Hickory Crawdads or to the Frisco Rough Riders once he starts playing for the Rangers. Runner on the move to second base. Throw is down and inside. And the throw to second base is bobbled by Mora. And he might have been spiked by Mascai sliding into the bag. Mascai is safe. He steals a bag. Woodpeckers are now 2-for-2 and stealing on Hearn. They're 5-for-5 across the last two games. They've had a really good success rate going against Hearn this week. And similar to Hearn's last throw, that one was well off the second base bag. It pulled Mora to his left-hand side when he went over to cover. Three balls and two strikes. Two away on Whitaker. 3-0 Myrtle Beach. Here's the pitch, and Whitaker fouls away an inside slider. The seventh overall pick is also in, going to the Chicago Cubs. The big league affiliate of these Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and perhaps a ball player that'll pitch in the Carolina League this year. It is University of Oklahoma ace Cade Horton. Three ball, two strike pitch. Whitaker swings and misses. Down he goes. The Pelicans have combined for six no-hit innings tonight against the Woodpeckers. And they are really racking up the strikeouts. They have struck out 15 Woodpeckers over six hitless innings. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. 3-0 Pelicans lead on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Kevin Alcantara leads off the Myrtle Beach sixth inning. A 3-0 Pelicans lead. All three runs of this ball game coming in the bottom of the first. But the primary story is the no-hitter that is currently being thrown between two Myrtle Beach pitchers. Slider down and away, 1-1 on Alcantara. Tyler Schlaefer, the starter. And the lefty reliever, Luis Angel Rodriguez. Six hitless innings tonight. And they've struck out 15 Woodpeckers along the way. 15 of the 18 outs via strikeout. A foul ball back by Alcantara. And it's 1-2. He has reached on an error and also popped out to third. He faces new Woodpeckers right-hander Nick Swanson. The pitch is down and inside. As we mentioned, with Fabricio Reyna coming on in the fifth inning, he serves as just the bridge to Nick Swanson, who can provide some more length on the back end tonight. Being tandemed with Salgado, 2-2 home, down and outside. Three balls and two strikes. So Reyna's final line is an easy one. Third of an inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Stranded to the inherited runner down on third base. 3-2 pitch is a little inside to Alcantara. Swanson missed with a breaking ball. And on the pitching side, they've been able to avoid those walks. That's just the second walk given up by Swanson. The final line for Brian Salgado reads as 4 2/3 innings. 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, all coming in the first. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts for Salgado, who is on the hook for his 5th loss of the year. His season ERA goes from 4.00 to 4.12 with the 3 runs he gave up tonight. Now a pitch to Pagan is popped up back of home, and that'll land on the roof. Come back down towards the seats, and the catch is made. Swanson's 0-1 home. A slider slipped out of the fingers and missed way upstairs. 1-1. Swanson's numbers this year, 2-2 record, 4.18 ERA. Here comes his pitch to Pagan, and it is sprayed away foul again. 1-2. 15 games, 8 starts for Swanson. This will be his 16th appearance, 8th appearance out of the bullpen. He's gone 51 1/3 innings this year, allowing 24 earned runs, 5 home runs, 33 walks, and 58 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch, high and outside. That was a fastball by Swanson. 2-2 after a couple of pitches got loose on him. The high and away slider, the up and outside fastball. He goes to the back of the mound. He wants to chalk up the hand a little with a little rosin. He'll try now a break even. Short lead off of first for Alcantara. And Pagan swings, pops this up. First base side foul territory. It drifts into the seats. And the count stays level. Swanson coming off a good game on Tuesday. He pitched in the opener like Salgado, so he has to face these Pelicans a second time. He got the start in the opener and went 5 innings, giving up a pair of home runs. The only 2 earned runs he allowed. Pitch down to the dirt, gets Pagan swinging and missing, strike 3. And Freddy Guillamo might have got thumped on the top of the helmet with the backswing. He's wincing a little bit. Just the 3rd strikeout for Myrtle Beach batters. The 5 innings, though, for Swanson on Tuesday marked the 2nd straight time he had gone 5 innings. He's gone 5 in each of his 2 July appearances. Also on the road in Zebulon against the Carolina Mudcats on July 2nd. Prior to that, he had only gone 5 innings in 1 appearance, and that was the season opener for him, April 13th against the Salem Red Sox at home. Wetzel ready. The first pitch his way is a fastball off the outside corner. No, but called a strike. The zone expands a little bit. Horizontally for Swanson. Wetzel is 0-2. A bounce out to second and a fly out to right. Swanson takes 2 looks to first. Throws a slider. Misses inside and it bounces away from Freddy Guillamo. Looked like a breaking ball that kind of tied him up on the inside. I don't know if they'll call that a wild pitch or a pass ball. See if we get any hand signals over from the official scorer booth. Wait for online scoring to give it to us. 1-1 pitch to Wetzel. High and away breaking ball. The count is 2-1. A couple more draft picks have come in on the MLB draft tracker. 2-1 to Wetzel is popped up. This is towards the mound. Whitaker coming in from third, waving his arms, and he'll make the catch, make it easier on Swanson and Guillamo coming in on that ball. And there's two gone. On the pop-out, Wetzel goes to 0-for-3, and now here comes Felix Stevens. Eighth overall pick going to the Minnesota Twins, and they take a shortstop college prospect, Brooks Lee, who is the number 5 overall prospect on the draft board and the top college shortstop in the draft rankings. He slipped a little bit. Most people were thinking top 5 for Brooks Lee, but the Twins are happy to get him, and considering the nature of the contract for Carlos Correa is not a long-term contract with opt-outs and only a 3-year life on that contract, they're looking to the future. They also, unfortunately for the Twins, have issues to one of their top prospects, Royce Lewis, who came up and made his big league debut last year, but then injured this year, had season-ending surgery. I believe it was an ACL surgery for Royce Lewis. And now some questions involving his big league future and the surgery he's had. I believe it's the second ACL surgery also for Lewis. And now they're starting to think, what's next? And they grab the Kyle Pauley shortstop, Brooks Lee. 2-1, the count on Felix Stevens. Here comes the pitch, and a line drive is hit foul. Next on the prospect list when it comes to shortstops, near the top of that draft board, is a ball player that played just down the road from us in Fayetteville at Campbell University, and that is Zach Neto, who we saw play at Segra Stadium preseason when we had the All-American Classic out at the ballpark. It was Campbell, Ohio State, Army, and Pitt that came together and played a 4-team tournament. Neto had a good tournament, went on to have a great year with the Campbell Camels. 2-2 home to Stevens, and he drills one way out left center field. The sky is going back on it, gets turned around, gets pressed up against the fence, and has just enough room to make a two-handed catch and end the inning. The sky was all topsy-turvy, changed direction on multiple occasions, but the ballpark able to contain it, and that ends a scoreless sixth for Nick Swanson. Well, the story is the no-hitter being pitched by the Pelicans going into the seventh inning. We'll see if they can keep it up when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Beauty.
top seven, and Yuri Ramirez leads it off for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a 3-0 ball game. And the first pitch is a backdoor slider that clips low outside corner, and it's 0-1. The pitch, Ramirez takes down and outside. 1-1. Ramirez, Jackson Hallmark, and Freddie Guillamo are the three scheduled, trying to bust up this combined no-no in the seventh. Pitch home, fouled back into the screen, 1-2. Woodpeckers have had 5 base runners in this game. They have all been on walks, but the strikeouts loom large. 15 of the 18 outs recorded have been with the strikeout. Infield playing Ramirez straight up. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a slider misses outside by plenty. 2-2. Tyler Schlaefer, the starter, went 3. And Luis Angel Rodriguez has been pitching since the 4th. He's back out there. 2-2 break even. Ramirez fouls one off the inside of his left leg. Keep the count even. Well, Woodpeckers pitching has figured it out since 3 runs scored in the bottom of the 1st. Brian Salgado went 4 2/3. Reyna stranded a man in the 5th. And Nick Swanson is coming off a scoreless 6th. Fastball down and inside, and the count is 3-2 on Yuris Ramirez. Ramirez has drawn one of those 5 walks, but he's also struck out. That was facing this guy, Rodriguez, in the 4th inning. 3-2 payoff pitch. Inside, and that got something. I don't know if it got the bat. No, it got the elbow guard on Yuris Ramirez. It clipped him on the way by. I think he got a piece of everybody. It got Ramirez on the guard, clipped Hearn in the shoulder, might have even gotten a little bit of Chris Jahnke, the home plate umpire. And now Buddy Bailey is coming out of the dugout, so he opted to put his left-hander back out there, but after the hit by pitch, he will quickly take the baseball from Rodriguez and turn to the bullpen for the second time and bring in a right-hander. Rodriguez goes hitless behind Schlaefer, who went hitless, and he gets a nice ovation from this big Sunday crowd at Pelicans Ballpark. So a new arm strolling in. We'll step aside for a brief break and let you know on about the numbers. The new reliever when we return, Ramirez at first, nobody out in this top of the 7th, and the Woodpeckers trailing 3-0. New arm into the game for the Pelicans. It is right-hander Gregory Montano facing Jackson Hallmark with Yuri Ramirez at first and nobody out. Ramirez is on the move. Hallmark swings the first pitch and pops it out of play. And a fan makes a one-handed grab. Great play. Got bobbled around for a moment by a sea of hands, and then one fan reached up above the rest and yanked it in. And he held it up high like a trophy. So 0-1 on Hallmark. The Woodpeckers are going to get a base hit tonight. Hallmark is a good candidate to try and get it. He's out to a season-best 4-game hitting streak. The 0-1 home. Ramirez going to try it again. High fastball. He's on the move to throw down in plenty of time, and he's tagged out on a head-first dive. Late break coming off of first. And Ethan Hearn, who's had location issues on those throws down to second this weekend, pinpointed that one to his second baseman, Mora, and it arrived in plenty of time to get Urias. One away. The inherited runner is neutralized. And Jackson Hallmark takes a low changeup for a 2-1 count. Yesterday, Hallmark extended the hitting streak with a single that he bounced through the left side of the diamond. Here's the 2-1 offering. And it's up and outside. That clipped off of Hearn's mitt and hit the umpire, Chris Jenkins, the side of the mask, and it jarred loose on him. But he's okay. And Hallmark ahead 3-1. Gregory Montano is pitching for the Pelicans for just the third time this year. Here comes the 3-ball, 1-strike pitch. And Hallmark hoists one into shallow center. Mora going out from second base. Alcantara is sprinting in. Center fielder calls off his second baseman last minute and makes a bucket-style grab for the second out. Smart by Mora to bail out of the area and let his center fielder take control. Mora was underneath it pretty much the whole time. He found his spot, but Alcantara was like a freight train coming in from center field. Full head of steam. He lost the cap. He was on a dead sprint. And you run that far, you're committed to making that catch, and that he did. Two outs, nobody on. The Woodpeckers with no hits through 6 2/3 innings tonight. Freddy Guillamo is the batter. And here's the first one to him. It's a fastball, called a strike on the outside corner. Guillamo is 0-for-2 tonight with 2 strikeouts. He was 0-for-4 yesterday with 4 Ks. And is trying to get out of the trenches. The 0-1. Slider down and away. Guillamo looked at all 3 strikes in the 5th inning. A couple of them were borderline, but still kept the bat on his shoulder the whole way. Here comes the 1-1. And he swings it, he holds off on a high fastball. 2 balls, 1 strike. 96 miles an hour. Considering the history that's on the line tonight for the Pelicans, Gregory Montano finds himself in an interesting predicament. 2-ball, 1-strike pitch, and Guillamo hacks it a cutter to the outside corner. 2-2. This is a guy who started the season of the Cubs rookie ball team and is up in full season baseball for just the 3rd time in his career, playing in his 3rd game of full season baseball in his pro career. 2-2 pitch, low and away. It's now full on Guillamo. So here you go. The countdown has officially begun. Pelicans are 7 outs away from throwing their 2nd combined hitter no-hitter this year. And right now it's young Montano trying to knock down the outs. 3-2 pitch, and Guillamo strikes out. That's an 0-for-3 night with 3 Ks. Guillamo has struck out in each of his last 7 at-bats. And the Pelicans are through 7 no-hit innings tonight in Myrtle Beach. Boy, oh boy. We got some headlines on our hands, and we'll play the bottom of the 7th next when we return after the 7th inning stretch on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh!
Nick Swanson is back out on the mound for the bottom of the seventh inning. Beautiful rendition of God Bless America, sung during the intermission. And Take Me Out to the Ball Game as well. Big crowd on hand tonight, close to 5,000 in the building. Sitting around for a post-game fireworks show. And that'll lead us into a four-day All-Star break. The Woodpeckers hope that they don't go into the All-Star break having been no-hit. They don't have a base hit through seven tonight. And a slider misses outside to Ethan Hearn to get him in front, 2-1. Ethan Hearn has fouled out to third and also flied out to center field. Swanson came on in the sixth inning behind Fabricio Reyna and the starter Brian Salgado. Worked around a leadoff walk. Stranded a runner. 2-1 pitch gets Hearn swinging and missing a little early on a changeup. Two balls and two strikes. Hearn is 0-2. Slight shift on the infield. Whitaker off that third baseline, a little closer towards short. Molina playing towards the middle. Left side straight up. 2-2 home. And Hearn golfs a line drive right center field or sprinting over, picks up the pace and makes a lunging last second grab near his knees. He almost stumbled over and did a somersault as he extended to his left-hand side to make that grab. He had to outstretch the arm as far as it would go to bring in that baseball. And Nick Swanson is now set down four straight. Alejandro Rivero at the bottom of the order bats for the third time, and here's the first pitch to him. And he rips one way out left center field. Mascai is going back. Orr comes together in front of the warning track with room. Mascai makes a two-handed squeeze. That's the second ball tonight that looks like it was going to be going off the left center field video board for a home run, but has died near the warning track area where the fence starts to recede a little bit out there in left center. And Mascai has made the play on both occasions. Rivero goes to 0-3. Juan Mora is coming up. And here's the first pitch to him. Change up off the outside. It is 1-0. Mora singled and scored in the first, doubled in the fifth. He's the only Pelicans batter with multiple hits today. As lopsided as this game feels, with all the strikeouts for the Woodpeckers, the no-hitter we have going on right now, you do have to keep in mind that it's only a three-run game, and the Pelicans only have five hits against Woodpeckers pitching. 2-0 is ripped through the left side on a line, and that's going to get all the way to the base of the fence. Mascai plays the carom. Mora is hustling to second. Throw rolls in late, and Mora has another double. His second of the game. He's now 3-4. And that is the fifth double by the Pelicans offense. Five of their six hits have been two-baggers. This game is very weird in many respects. You have all the strikeouts, the no-hit nature of the game, now all the doubles, five doubles. And here's Kevin Mate, who flied out to right field in the fifth. That was the final batter that Brian Salgado faced. And he yanks one deep left field, hooking towards the foul pole. Mascai gives it a look. It is foul. It just hooked to the left of that 315-foot marker. And if Mede had held the hands for a fraction of a second longer, he would have touched double digits in the home run department, been his 10th of the year. He homered in the first two games of this series, has been quiet since. Today he has doubled and scored the 0-1 home. It's slider low and away. Kicks beyond Guillamo to the backstop, and Mora will stride down to third base on a wild pitch. Swanson with a new baseball in his hands, throws home. Here's a bouncing ball left side. Whitaker charging, fields towards the grass, throws on the run, and gets it to first in time to end the seventh inning. Mora coming down that third baseline, cross the plate, but that run won't count. Whitaker able to get Swanson out of another scoreless inning. He's through two scoreless in relief, and we are through seven. The Woodpeckers, no runs, no hits, one error. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans, three runs, six hits, no errors. We go to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Myrtle Beach will turn to a fourth reliever tonight. Left-hander Angel Hernandez takes over and comes home with a first pitch fastball to Rainier Rivas. It's a low fastball, and it's called strike one. Rivas has struck out twice. He's 0 for 2. And here's the pitch. A fastball that shorts the plate and got a piece of Ethan Hearn, the catcher, flush on the way up. So it's 1-1 on Rivas. Hernandez winds and throws his pitch. It is fouled straight back by Rivas, 1-2. Hernandez pitching for the second time in this series. He's 1-1 with a 4.73 ERA. His 10th appearance out of the Myrtle Beach bullpen. Two saves and two opportunities. His third opportunity coming here tonight in a 3-0 ballgame. And time called to the plate after a long look-in. Rivas wants to reset and rebuckle those black batting gloves. He's struck out 19 over the 13 and a third, 9 walks, 7 earned runs, and 2 home runs. Here's the 1-2. Rivas swings and dribbles it foul right behind home plate. That was a changeup running in on his knuckles, and it was just a fight-me-off type of pitch, keep the at-bat alive. The Woodpeckers do not have a base hit. The best swing they put on a ball was Cody Orr back in the third inning when he hit a smoked liner out to shortstop right where Kevin Madej was stationed. 1-2 to Rivas, gets him swinging and missing. And Rainier is 0 for 3. Three strikeout night for the Woodpeckers nine hitter. Sixteen strikeouts for the Woodpeckers offense the night after they struck out 19 times. On Thursday, they K'd 17 times in a game. Here's the pitch from Hernandez, and it's down and in on new batter Leo Stanley Molina at the top of the order. Molina was 0 for 5 yesterday. He's 0 for 3 tonight, and it's been a tough series for him as he swings, hits one softly out to right, but that'll stay up, and Wetzel makes the catch at his shoulders. There are two gone in the eighth inning. Molina drops to 0 for 4. And he's now 2 for 23 this week in Myrtle Beach. Here is Cody Orr, who, as mentioned, hit a hard liner to shortstop back in the third. And that's been the best bet for a base hit tonight. But unfortunately, he found Madej on that liner. The 1-0 wind and offer. Orr swings, bounces it off of the pitcher. It's collected by Hernandez, and he throws to first casually to get the out and end a 1-2-3 eighth inning. This combined no-hitter will end up going to the ninth. The Woodpeckers have never been no-hit in their franchise history, and the Pelicans are three outs away now from doing so. First, we play the bottom of the eighth. Nick Swanson going back out to the mound in a 3-0 game. James Triantos steps into the right side, and as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans try and add on a little bit to their 3-0 lead. It has been all zeros for both offenses since the bottom of the first inning when Myrtle Beach scored all three of their runs. James Triantos takes a first pitch slider on the low outside corner, a called strike from Nick Swanson. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Lays off a breaking ball. 1-1. Triantos started the scoring tonight. He's driven in two of the Myrtle Beach three, a two-run double in that first. And a line drive hit foul over towards the first base on deck circle, and the waiting Kevin Alcantara had to do a matrix move to get out of the way of that one. Came off the end of the bat and went right at him. Triantos is also grounded out and popped out to the shortstop. 1-2 pitch from Swanson. and he hits it in the fair side of the line at third, but that ball was hit foul in the right-handed hitter's box. It popped up, and then on the backswing, it hit Triantos' bat again and rolled into fair territory. That's a foul ball, indicated by home plate umpire Chris Janke. He saw it happen, and it stays 1-2. Swanson, a new sign from Guillamo, and he misses a little bit low and away with a fastball. 2-2. All Nick Swanson can do is worry about his own pitching here, throwing strikes, trying to get through a third scoreless inning. And he just hopes the offense can come up with a base hit in the ninth. Miss low with a slider, and it's 3-2. You can start to sense that buzz in the ballpark. Folks who weren't paying much attention to the line scores on that left center field video board for the first hour and a half tonight are starting to realize that something's brewing. 3-2 payoff. And a bouncing ball hit right back to Swanson. He spears it off to his left-hand side, jogs towards first, and flips to Palma for the first out. Slider, the bat dog, is back out on the field. He retrieves the baseball bat of James Triantos. And now Kevin Alcantara, who just barely was able to dodge out of the way of a foul ball moments ago, he steps in and swings and misses at a first pitch slider off the outside corner. Woodpeckers pitching has done a good job keeping the Myrtle Beach cleanup man at bay. He reached on a dropped ground ball from Molina in the first, but is 0-2. And here's a line drive, hit towards the middle. It pops in and out of Hallmark's glove. He picks up, rushes the throw to first. It's wild, and it gets to the rain tarp. Alcantara hustles down to second base, and he'll be aboard. That ball was seared towards second so hard that it popped in and out of Hallmark's mitt. He was able to knock it down near his feet after he himself fell down. He got back up, picked up the baseball, and then threw wildly down to first. We'll see how they score that one. There will be an error involved. We do know there will be an E4. Only question is, will there be a drop catch and throwing error on Hallmark? It's possible that play could saddle him with two errors. They have put one error on the board, and they have also added a hit. So it looks like that is going to end up being a Kevin Alcantara single with the E4 throwing error that advances him down to second base. One of those balls where exit velo might have factored a little bit into the scoring decision. A rip at a up and in fastball from Pagan, and it's fouled back. Official scorer's rule book doesn't necessarily tell you to factor in exit velo, but that ball was hit so hard that it kind of made that play an extraordinary effort in a way for Hallmark, thus the single. 1-1 pitch incoming to Pagan, and it's a changeup that drifts too far outside. Two balls and a strike, the count on Pagan, who doubled in the third run of the game in that long first inning against Brian Salgado. Now the 2-1 offering. And a deep drive, right field, it is long gone. Into the bullpen. Ezekiel Pagan, a two-run home run. He lights up this Sunday night crowd, and the Pelicans are out to a 5-0 lead. Rainier Rivas hardly moving on that deep fly to right. He cleared the bullpen area out there and actually hit it onto the roof where they keep the field equipment. Here's a pop fly foul side of third. Whitaker drifting over and makes the catch on the extended warning track. Pagan hits his ninth homer of the year and drives in his 46th and 47th runs of the season. He's now 2-for-4 with three ribbies. He's had a big night. So the runs came in the opening inning and the final inning tonight for the Pelicans. Now it's Felix Stevens, and he takes a pitch down and inside, and that got the umpire flush. For Nick Swanson, it is his fourth straight game giving up a home run. And that's a little odd because he went to six straight games to begin the year without allowing a home run and had one of the longer stretches by any pitcher without allowing the long ball. But now in the second half of the season, it's come back to bite him a little bit more. It's the third home run he's allowed here in Myrtle Beach. The 1-1 to Stevens is a slider that hits the bottom of the zone, called a strike, 1-2. In the ninth, trying for a hit, it'll be the middle, the heart of the order make it. Mascai, Palma, Whitaker, and down goes Stevens. So it's time for those guys to step up to the plate and try and put a one in the hit column. Nick Swanson gives up the two-run home run, and it is a 5-0 Myrtle Beach lead. The Pelicans are trying to for a combined hitter, a combined no-hitter, when we return for the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
The top of the ninth inning with a little bit of history on the line tonight in Myrtle Beach. No runs, no hits for the Woodpeckers, and new right-hander Alfredo Zuraga, the fourth reliever and fifth pitcher of the night for the Pelicans, winding and throwing his first pitch of the night. It's a low fastball to Victor Mascai, and the count is 1-0 on Victor. He's reached twice tonight on walks. That has been the only way the Woodpeckers have gotten on base. Five walks and a hit by pitch. Here's the wind, the 1-0 pitch. And Mascai fouls it back into the screen. It's 1-1. There's been a lot of strikeouts tonight as well. 16 of those combined for the Woodpeckers. Mascai's gone down once. He's 0-1. Miguel Palma and Tyler Whitaker will try and break up the combined no-hitter as the 1-1 is offered up to Mascai. And he takes high for ball two. At no point in their franchise history, dating back to the inaugural season of 2019, have the Woodpeckers been no-hit by an opponent. Last year, they combined to no-hit the Kannapolis Cannonballers in a nine-inning game. Swing and a miss. It is 2-2. In that ball game back in May of 2021, it was Jason Schroeder, the starter, that went four innings. Ernesto Jaquez, the middle of the fifth, and it was Angel Maquade that closed it out. Two ball, two strike pitch is inside. Fastball off the plate to Miskai, 3-2. Now, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are familiar with the no-hitter. They've already thrown a combined no-no this year. It came on May 1st against the Columbia Fireflies here at Pelicans Ballpark. 3-2 payoff pitch. Miskai swings, rips a liner to first. Steven spears it, makes the catch, and there's one away. That is the second line drive tonight by Fayetteville that has been really squared up, but gone right to a Myrtle Beach infielder. It was Cody Orr in the third, and now Miskai in the ninth inning. That barrel up baseballs, but both get unlucky. One away, and Miguel Palma the hitter. Here comes the pitch from Zuraga, and he swings at his slider to the outside. It is 0-1. Zuraga's 1-0, a 2.70 ERA, and his 12th appearance out of the bullpen. It is no longer a save opportunity for Zuraga, but so much more hangs in the balance. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Palma. And it's a slider on the inside corner called strike two. A crowd of about 5,000 here in Myrtle Beach is starting to hang on every pitch. And the emotion getting tense within the ballpark. Here's the 0-2 offering. And it's inside, 1-2. In that May 1st ball game for the Pelicans, it was Walker Powell, Adam Lasky, and Jake Rindell, the three pitchers that combined to throw the no-no, none of which are on the roster currently. 1-2 pitch, fouled back by Palma, and it stays where it is. It was the third nine-inning no-hitter that they threw in May during their franchise history. This would be their fourth. But it was the first no-hitter ever at Pelican Stadium. They're trying for their second ever in front of the hometown crowd. Here's the 1-2 offering. And Palma swings, grounds it, left side, third. Triantos picks, throws to first. And with a stretch, Stevens stays on the bag, and they get the out. Two away in the ninth inning. The 19-year-old Tyler Whitaker is the Woodpeckers' final hope tonight. 5-0 score and no hits in the line score for the Woodpeckers. Whitaker 0-3. The first pitch his way is swung on and missed, strike one. The final score of the Myrtle Beach no-hitter on May 1st against the Columbia Fireflies was 5-0. Tonight, the score reads 5-0 as well, as a slider misses outside to Whitaker, and it's 1-1. Zuraga working out of the wind, a big shrug of the shoulders. The right-hander winds and throws. Whitaker swings. It's a pop-up. Shallow right field. Stevens and Mora drifting back on it. Stevens makes the catch, and the Woodpeckers have been no-hit. Tyler Schlaefer, Luis Rodriguez, Gregory Montano, Angel Hernandez, and Alfredo Zuraga have combined five men to throw nine no-hit innings. The Woodpeckers are held without a base hit for the first time in their franchise history. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans have poured out of the dugout. They have poured out of the bullpens. They are mobbing each other around the pitcher's mound. The lights are flickering on and off. And every single one of a sellout crowd is on their feet tonight in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Final score in a combined no-hitter, the Pelicans 5 and the Woodpeckers nothing. We watch history unfold tonight in Myrtle Beach. Unfortunately for the Woodpeckers, they wind up on the wrong side of it. Final line scores, no runs, no hits, two errors for the Woodpeckers, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll go to break. The post-game show is next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside Pelicans Ballpark for the final time this week, and we witnessed some history. Fortunately, the wrong kind of history for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They fall in a combined no-hitter. They get no hit over a nine-inning ball game for the first time in their franchise history tonight, as five men, Tyler Schlaefer, the starter, three innings, Luis Rodriguez, the middle portion of the game, he goes three innings as well, Gregory Montano an inning, Angel Hernandez an inning, and Alfredo Zuraga an inning. Five men throw a no-hitter tonight as this crowd is getting riled up, even more so than they already are, for some post-game fireworks. We'll adjust our crowd mic here accordingly. But the Woodpeckers fall tonight, 5-0 the final. They drop this series 4-2. And again, no hit, no runs, no hits, two errors. Myrtle Beach, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. With the loss, the Woodpeckers fall to 37-48 overall. They're now 6-14 in the second half. Myrtle Beach goes to 59-28, and they improve to 12-9 in the second half of play. Tonight, The strikeouts were an issue again for the Woodpeckers. 16 strikeouts in tonight's no-hit loss. They had base runners only on walks, five walks and a hit batter. They strand five runners, two in scoring position, and were unable to, of course, scratch across a run tonight in what is their seventh shutout loss of the season. The winning pitcher in this no-hitter, the fourth combined nine-inning no-hitter in Pelicans history, is Luis Rodriguez. He goes to 5-1. The loss in the first-ever no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history, the first time they've been no-hit, is Brian Salgado, who gave up three of the Myrtle Beach runs in the bottom of the first, but recovered to go 4 2/3 tonight, allowing just the three runs, five hits, one walk, two strikeouts. Those three runs came on a two-run double from James Triantos and then an RBI double from Ezekiel Pagan. Later on in the eighth inning, with Nick Swanson on the mound, Myrtle Beach still leading 3-0, jumped to a 5-0 lead on a two-run home run by Ezekiel Pagan, who finished 2-for-4 tonight with three RBIs, the home run and the double. A lot of extra base hits in this one as well. It's eight total hits for the Pelicans. They had the home run, five doubles, and two singles as a part of tonight's offensive effort. Final time of game, 2 hours and 23 minutes, and the crowd tonight actually even bigger than we had anticipated, as the attendance comes in at 6,299. The second largest crowd this season at Pelicans Ballpark witnesses history, just the second ever no-hitter in front of the hometown crowd here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The first being in 2021, back on May 1st here at home against the Columbia Fireflies. The Pelicans have accomplished this historic feat now twice this season in their home ballpark. That is, without saying, a tough way to enter the All-Star break, but perhaps no better time to take 4 days away, as the Woodpeckers had a really rough time this weekend with the strikeouts, the inability to score runs, and now they'll look for a reset point before getting back on the road Friday night in Kannapolis, North Carolina, facing off against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are at the top of the South Division, so a chance to make up some ground there. But the Woodpeckers will use this time to reset, corresponding with the Major League All-Star break, and we will be back on the airwaves with you for a 7 o'clock ball game again in Kannapolis, North Carolina, on Friday night, with a pregame show starting up at 6:45. A big thanks to Colin Casey monitoring the broadcast tonight up in Massachusetts, his hometown. And we will be back with him in about a week for the home opener July 26th against the Carolina Mudcats. A big thanks as well to all of our loyal Woodpeckers listeners and fans who tuned us in tonight from across the country, whether it was for a pitch, an inning, maybe not that ninth inning, but or the whole game. We appreciate you making us a part of your Sunday at night plans and staying up late with us tonight. No more baseball for the Woodpeckers for the next 4 days on the road Friday, and then we will be back two Tuesdays from now, a week from Tuesday, hosting the Carolina Mudcats for a six-game series. Final line scores for one final time. The Woodpeckers no hit tonight, no runs, no hits, and two errors. The Pelicans five runs, eight hits, and no errors, going to 59-28. The Woodpeckers fall to 37-48. The win going to Luis Rodriguez, 5-1. The loss to Brian Salgado. With that, I am Andrew Chapman, signing off from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Thanks again so much for being with us tonight. Hope the rest of your Sunday night goes well, and we will talk to you in 4 days from the road in Kannapolis, North Carolina. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.